It's moisturized, the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. Listen. That jet of fresh pure moisture stands for the new, different, moisturized Rolly 903. New blend, new taste, new freshness. It's the new, all-new, moisturized Rolly 903. Cigarette program starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith.
Say something about Earl Wilson.
And yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro Golden Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Rolly Cigarette program, Red Skelton.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. 903, Rod.
903, Red. Mm-hmm. Say, how come we don't have any jokes on our opening tonight?
Well, because there's a great guy called Burl Ives who's going to the hospital, and we hear that he's pretty sick. And our mean little kid, Junior, happens to be one of his biggest fans, so he wants to sing a song for Burl.
Okay. Junior will now sing one of Burl Ives' most famous numbers, The Fox, and dedicate it to Burl Ives.
Thank you very much. And Barney Pischel is going to play the instrument for me. Fox went out on a chilly night, prayed for the moon for to give him light. Fled many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Oh, the town, oh, the town, oh, no. Fled many a mile to go that night before he reached the town, oh. He ran till he came to a great big pen where the ducks and the geese were kept therein. Couple you gonna grease my chin before I leave this town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. Couple you gonna grease my chin before I leave this town, oh. He grabbed a gray goose by the neck, threw the duck across his back. He didn't mind the quack, 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 or the legs all dangling down. Oh, no, no, he didn't mind the quack, 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 or the legs all dangling down. Oh. Then old mother flipper-flopper jumped out of bed. Out of the window she cocked her head, crying, John, John, the gray goose is gone, and the fox is on the town. Oh, the town, oh, the town, oh, crying, John, John, the gray goose is gone, and the fox is on the town, oh. Then John, he went to the top of the hill, blew his horn both loud and shrill. Fox, he said, but a flea with my killer soon be on my trail. Oh, trail, oh, trail, oh. Fox, he said, but a flea with my killer soon be on my trail. Oh. He ran till he came to his cozy den. There were the widow ones, 8, 9, 10. They said, Daddy, you better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh. They said, Daddy, you better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town, oh. When the fox and his wife put out in his strife, cut up the goose with a fork and knife, and then the hatchet had to suffer in the life, and the widow and stewed on the bones, oh, the bones, oh, the bones, oh, and then the hatchet had to suffer in the life, and the widow and stewed on the bones, oh. Ladies and gentlemen, a few weeks ago, as you remember, I tried to point out that listening to a few minutes of commercial was a mighty small admission for some of the greatest entertainment in the world. And believe me, I held my breath when I said it. But tonight, I want to express my appreciation for the thousands of letters I've received and for your thoughtfulness in taking what I said to heart. Thanks, too, to such magazines as Tide, Billboard, Broadcasting, Radio Life, and Variety. Papers like The Times, Daily News, Herald Express, The Examiner, Hollywood Citizen News, and hundreds of others across the country. It was really gratifying to get such a tremendous response. I also gave away the secret of 903 that night. I told you that 903 stood for Rolly's new, great, moisturized blend. And friends, thousands of cigarette dealers all over the United States told me how you immediately came in and bought Rolly's, how much you liked them, how much you agreed that the good things I said about the new moisturized Rolly were true. That was a mighty big compliment. We are happy that you've tried them and found them to your liking. Friends, the new Raleigh is a wonderful cigarette. I personally feel Raleigh's will soon be the leading cigarette in the United States. This new moisturizing process is the greatest forward step in cigarette manufacturing in the last 25 years. Thanks for listening. And now, to get off my cigarette box, let Anita Ellis step up and sing, I Close My Eyes.
Herder's daughter out west asked for the cattleman's son in jest, and the big burly feller who said her partner was yeller got extra buttonholes shut in his vest. Chapter one is Open the West for Dancing.
Kiss you by remote control, kiss a ball bat, and then pass it on to you.
So what are you going to do tonight, Deadeye?
Women. T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Women. Hey, sir, I'm going over to the Red Devil Saloon and watch them dancing, girl. I sure like dancing.
You used to say dancing was for sissies.
That was before my bubblegum lost its snap. I came from a dancing family. You know, my father loved dancing.
Did he used to do the square dance?
Oh, he was too crooked for that one. He couldn't do anything on the square. He died dancing, though. I'll never forget his last words. Son, he said, I'm at the end of my rope. He says, the jig is up, and I took my knife and cut him down.
Well, I see by that Cabana over there that the Better Business League is giving a dance tonight.
Oh.
They've got instructors over there to teach you the new waltz.
Well, I think I'll go in and see what they can learn me. See you later.
Okay.
Howdy, ma'am.
What is this, trick or treat?
I just dropped in to pick up the newest jig.
Do you know anything at all about dancing?
It's done with girls, ain't it?
That's the latest fad.
Yeah, I used to have a gal with one of them bullet, the ballet dancers. She could really bounce her on that stage.
A light on her feet?
No, she always lit on her head. I love that gal.
Why
though.
Didn't you marry her?
She was kind of stupid. She wore one of them ballet dresses with 4 inches above her knees.
All ballet dancers wear dresses 4 inches above their knees.
Yeah, but her knees was only 3 inches above her ankles.
If you're going to dance, first thing you have to do is unload that artillery.
Okay, ma'am. How about the one under my arm? Now, ma'am, what dance do you think would be most advisable to learn for tonight?
Well, tonight the waltz will be featured. Oh. I'll teach you the basic fundamentals.
Where?
Now, in the waltz, as in all dancing, the gentleman leads.
I lead?
Yes.
Okay, watch wild.
Hard to wait. Now, you place your right arm gently around the lady's waist.
Yes.
And you hold her right hand gently in your left hand.
Yes.
Now, do you know what you do next?
Yeah. Feel to see if my wallet's still there.
Now I'll start the Victrola.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You just glide. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. What?
How am I doing, ma'am?
You do a lot of roller skating, don't you?
I could do better, but this floor is a little lumpy.
Those lumps on the floor are my feet.
Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. Am I stepping on your feet?
If you aren't, I wish you'd stop trying to put your feet in my shoes.
I think I got it now. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1.
Have you had lessons? Or does the turkey trot just come to you naturally?
Well, I think my red flannels are sneaking up on me.
The record broke.
Good. For a minute, I thought my ear had a crack in it. Never mind putting on another record, ma'am. I think I'll be dancing tonight over at the Red Devil Saloon.
Oh, but we need men like you at the dance as a shining example to those who didn't believe in refined social evenings.
Yeah?
And we're trying to raise enough money for a dance pavilion. We'll have a gay crowd, and to make it a success, we'll need 2 men for every girl.
Well, that must be awful clumsy dancing that way.
If you do decide to come back to our dance, I'll save my first one for you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Why do you stand there looking at me like that?
I find it difficult to tear myself away.
Really?
Yeah, my spurs caught in the hem of your dress. Not many people here at the Red Devil tonight, are they, huh?
Nope, they're all over there at that big dance.
Yes, sir, it's kind of dead in here for Saturday night.
Yeah, mighty dead. I see the boss's partner playing a game of solitaire.
I knew one of these days he'd catch himself cheating. Mighty dead in here tonight, it's getting better. Well, look who's coming across the street, my old bull-legged gal Clementine.
She ain't so bull-legged.
No, then how come she can walk on both sides of the street at once?
Do you mind if I horn in?
Howdy, gal.
Deadeye, why don't you take me to the dance?
It's an exclusive affair. They only allow human beings there tonight.
Oh, come on, let's go to the dance. Don't you like the Terpsichore?
The Terpsichore? Is that in here? Well, I guess the word's okay. The censor's left it in.
I really think you ought to go to the dance, Deadeye.
Do it?
See, Two Gun is mad because the dance hurt the Saturday night business.
Yeah?
So his henchmen are going to break it up.
Well, he is, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do as soon as I find it. Oh, here we are. He can't do that.
citizens aim to bring refined dance into the West, and I am aiming to help them, even if I have to aim. There's a brilliant speech.
All right, boys. You got your oars.
Are you there, Two Gun? Here to start trouble?
Yeah. You on my side?
No, but I'll be on your neck the first wrong move you make.
Oh, Dead Eyes, Dead Eyes, I'm so glad you came.
Yeah.
I saved the first dance, like I said.
I'll take it, miss.
Put that knife away, Two Gun. There's no cutting in at this dance.
I don't want to have any trouble with you, Dead Eye.
Look, wise guy, the last guy I hit was arrested for flying without a license.
I said I'd take the first dance, miss.
Yeah?
Besides, a little prairie chicken like you don't want to dance with no criminal.
Me a criminal? Why, you big crook. You're wanted in more towns than sugar. I'll get yourself out of here.
I'm taking this dance.
Before you take your hand off of my shoulder, as a friendly little tip, you better feel that muscle in my arm.
Uh-huh.
Did you feel my muscle?
Yeah.
Could you tell me how you did it? I never could find it. Shall we dance, Gil?
You take one step toward that floor.
Take your hand off of that gun. There's ladies present.
Maybe the ladies would like to leave.
They left before I asked them. I'd like a couple of words with you, Two Guns. I hope I made myself clear. Ladies, the dancing will now continue.
Thank you, Deadeye.
Thank you, ma'am. I'll have the dance that you promised me. Music, Sagebrush.
Careful, Deadeye. Don't you think we should remove the bodies off the dance floor?
Yeah, and until the West gets accustomed to party dancing, we'd better build that pavilion with slanting dance floors so that the bodies can just roll to one side.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, our second commercial, a word from our sponsors. Thanks for buying Raleigh's 903 cigarettes. That's all. And now David Forrester and his Raleigh Cigarette Orchestra will play one of Jerome Kern's favorites, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Chapter 2, A Dime a Dance. Willie Lump Lump at A Dime a Dance tried a new step in very tight pants. On the slick floory trip, there was a very long rip. He left the floor in a very stiff stance.
Going on in now, come on, boys. Pretty girls, beautiful dancing partners. New York's finest, 10 cents a day.
Oh, shut up. Hey, I want to dance with a girl like looks like Hedy Lamarr. Earl Wilson's town, my region. Got girls who look like Hedy Lamarr. You can't even girls look like Hedy Lamarr, eh?
Well, look, we have them that look like Lana Turner, Betty Grable, and Jane Russell.
No Hedy Lamarr's, eh? Well, there must be another dance hall around here someplace. You know, you wouldn't know it, but to look at me, I won a dancing cup for loving once. You know?
Say, friend, you mean a loving cup for dancing, don't you?
No, dancing cup. This is when the bunny huggers caught me.
Please, if you don't mind, move on, move on. It's a peaceful night. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah, it ain't a peaceful night, though, huh? Look at them stars in the sky. Look, there's a falling comet. Look.
That's an airplane.
It's a falling comet. You better call the airport and tell them a comet's going to land there.
Why don't you go home, eh?
If I could find my way home, I wouldn't be here. Why go home, eh?
But you know at this very moment some burglar might be breaking into your home, and your wife is all alone. Doesn't that worry you?
Yeah, it's too late to warn them now. Besides, I got a few bucks, and I'm going to dance.
I don't think they'll let you in.
Oh, yes, they will. I got perseverance. The other night, I followed a girl home, and I said to her, and I quote, she wouldn't let me in. I said, if you open up that door, I'll kick it in.
What happened? What happened?
This comes up Thursday. I think I'm going to dance a few hot dances, huh?
Well, you can try it. Go ahead.
You want to come with me? I'll treat you to a dance.
Oh, no, no, thanks, no. You see, my wife don't like me dancing with other men.
Hey, where are you going?
Get your hands off of me. We better stall a little. The music's not going to come in right now. In common, ain't it? I knew he'd get lost in that wood someday. I just came in to dance, Jar.
Have you got a dime?
Yeah, I got $30 worth of them. I just hit a slot machine.
Well, you were lucky.
I sure was. Good thing that axe was there.
You mean you cheated?
No, I put a nickel in for it.
You can come back some other time and dance.
No, I can't either. My wife only lets me out on Wednesday.
This is Tuesday.
I'm AWOL. This morning she forgot to put the manhole cover on tight. Hey, where are the beautiful girls, huh?
Standing inside there.
Yeah, well, let's go in. Take a gander at them, huh?
Okay, but I'm warning you, the first wrong move, out you go.
Look, I'm a gentleman, I am. Look, you got nice-looking women. Oh, you're a nice class of people. Look, there's Bill Bendix. Hey, pardon me, Mr. Bendix, can I have your autograph?
I'll give you poison, wise guy.
I'm sorry, I thought you was Bill Bendix. I didn't know it was his father.
I warn you, Bob. Don't go insulting our hostess. She happens to be a debutante. She just came out last year.
What's from, a gopher hole? Did you have a license to carry that face? You know, it's a concealed weapon if I ever saw one.
Well, here comes a nice girl, one of our most popular hostesses.
Say, she is different, ain't she? I like the way her arms touches the floor when she walks.
Howdy, Butch. Hey, who's the guy with the rocket head?
My name's Willie Lump Lump.
Have you tried penicillin? All right, do you want to dance?
Well, you think it would be an even match? What are you waving, weighing in at, huh?
Oh, a wise guy. Well, what's wrong with me?
You're like Hedy Lamarr, Betty Grable, Lana Turner, Nina O'Mai, all rolled into one.
Oh, am I that beautiful?
That big.
So, buy your dance ticket confused before I get a little benzene and remove you.
Okay, here's my time.
Well, here's your ticket.
Okay, let's dance, huh? Look.
That's all.
What was the ticket for, Speedy?
Another time, please.
Is that all I see? I didn't even get a chance to breathe. I blinked and I missed the whole affair. I want a dance,
Look, if you want the next dance, it'll cost you another 10 cents.
Well, look, here's a dollar. Let's move her feet this time, huh?
You want to pay me now for the next dance?
You mean it's all over? Songs don't stay popular very long.
For a dime, a symphony.
Look, I don't want no sympathy, no. I came in here to dance, a regular dance. Now, if you don't mind, I like to dance. Who makes the arrangements? Reader's Digest? I didn't even get a chance to flex my knees.
For trouble.
No, but if I'd known the dances were that short, I wouldn't have taken off my goulashes.
Say, look, synthetic brain, you got your money's worth. Let's sit down. I'm tired.
I don't want to sit down. I want to dance. This joint's a chip joint.
Not so loud. The manager will hear.
Yeah, who's the manager?
It's that 6'2" guy over there with the muscles.
I don't care if he's 8'15" tall. I repeat, this is a chip joint.
Out you go.
Let go of my collar, will you? Here, somebody open that door, John. Open the door.
Hey, be careful where you're falling, will you?
The way I come out, I didn't have much choice.
I see that you stay out of here, Bob.
Look, let's be fair about this. We'll flip a coin. Heads I stay and tails I get the money back.
Okay, you got a coin?
Sure, in my pocket here.
Then I'll flip it.
Might at least wait till I got it out of my pocket.
Remember, all the bands next week at the same time. Red Skelton, David Forrester's orchestra, Anita Alice, Bernard Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours, Julie Rod O'Connor. Till next Tuesday, then.
This is Red, Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening, and thanks for buying Raleigh 903. Night.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut for slow, even cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
A brand of grand aroma. Keeps home, sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Now we're ready to invite your other good listening during the week. Listen to People to Funny Without Link Letter next Friday night. Join us again with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is earning this program through the courtesy of Metro Golden. Invite your other good listening during the week. Listen to People to Funny Without Link Letter next Friday night. Join us again with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is earning this program through the courtesy of Metro Golden.